Welcome to Shomach Shova and Nadav, your sponsor, Louis Nishman, Sarim Be'akav Shom, Le'a Pasitzchok. B'siyata Dishmaya, we're starting a new Masechta, Maseches Avodah Zarah. And as an opening to this Masechta, as an opening to this Daf, we'll start with a question, with a He'ora, on the name of the Masechta. The Masechta is called Maseches Avodah Zarah. Now, Avodah Zarah is a word that describes something which is so far, so terrible, so foreign from Avodas Hashem. It's the exact opposite of the whole idea of Avodas Hashem. How can we have a Masechta in Shas that carries the name Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah, which is one of the Averis Chamuras, maybe the Avera that comes and goes against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to call Masechta in this name. What is the Oimik of this Indian? But Lechura, the answer is what Rabbi Seder teach us. We're going to quote here the Shlo, who explains it very clearly, but it's brought down in many other Rishonim even before that. The Arizal speaks about it, the Ramchal, and some of it comes out also in the Maharal. The Shlo writes in a few places that when it says in the Pasuk, V'data yoyim v'shevoso elo v'echo k'ashem o elokim v'shamayim al v'lohoritz v'tachas einoit Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's nothing else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean einoit? Says the Shlo, some people think that it means Einoid, there's no other God except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Einoid Elokim Zulosik. Says the Shlo, that's Pashut. That's not a Chiddush. That's not what the Torah is telling us. When the Torah is telling us that Einoid means there's no other reality but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no other Metzias but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes on to say, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechadish b'chol yom etuvu ma'aseh bereishis. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is pumping life into the Bria. Every single thing that is in the world is getting his chiyus, his livelihood from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's living because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving it life right now. And the Shlo, in a different place, in Meseches Shavuos, Toyohor Ois Memtes, goes on to explain that the problem with the Shavuos Shav is you're doing a Shavuo, and meaning you're creating a reality which is connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you're using the name of Hashem in vain. So meaning that you're, so to speak, making that there's a place in the world where there's no Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing. Nothing in the world, everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hi, says the Shlo. But what about all the Koiches Hara in the world? What about the Avodah Zarah that we have in the world? So says the Shlo, what's in Mivur B'divri Kadmuneinu, that everything in the world has a purpose. And if there is Avodah Zarah, what is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is that Kodesh Baruch Hu's master upon him in order to give a metzias of something in the world that can make people make a mistake of Avodah Zarah. And if they do it, they'll be punished for it. It's part of the challenge that Kodesh Baruch Hu created, having this idea, this concept, this mistake called Avodah Zarah. But that itself, having these powers that seem to be standing on their own, it's also coming from Gilui Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu brought that and has it and allows it to be in the world. And this is like the Lashon of the Gemara that we have over here in the Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, what's Eideim? That the Avodas Kochavim itself comes to testify on the Oiv the Avodah Zarah. Meaning they have a purpose. The purpose is to come and challenge and then testify on the ones who don't keep on, don't stand that challenge. So Yimele comes out that everything in the world, including Avodah Zarah, is part of Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. It's part of Gilui Shechina. And when you have a desire, there's a purpose for you too. There's no such thing. There's no place in the world where Kodesh Baruch Hu is not there. And this connects to what we have over here, a Gevaldic idea of Vort that comes out here in the Gemara and the Beis Amud Beis. Because the Gemara and the Beis Amud Beis says that we have the Umas HaOilam coming to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Roimi and Paros, and they're saying that we did so many big things in the world. Everything we did it for Am Yisrael. So Kodesh Baruch Hu answers Roimi and says, Shaitim Shiba'ilum. You are fools. Because what you did, you didn't do it for Am Yisrael. You did it for yourself. So the Mefarshim ask a question. Many Mefarshim bring these questions. But the one that says it clearly is the Biskuro of Al HaTorah and Parshas Bereishis, the first Biskuro of Al HaTorah. We're talking here in Olam HaEmes. We're talking here Lost in Lovey. How can the Umas HaOilam come and lie to Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, we did everything for Am Yisrael? And in addition, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering them? It doesn't say shakronim, you're liars. He says, shaitim shibayim, you fools. Why are they fools? They're lying. So hands of the Biskarov, and similar is brought down, and Tzadik HaKoyim brings it, and the Pritzadik, and the Shem Shmuel mentions it, and it's brought down the Sefer Avodas Avodah, that the truth is that everything in this world is done for Am Yisrael, because Am Yisrael is carrying the flag of Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're connected to Hashem, so everything that happens in the world happens for Klal Yisrael. Somehow, somewhat, Am Yisrael gets from it something, either benefits from it, or learns a lesson from it. It's known the story of the Chofetz Chaim that in his time, they were building this train track going from Russia to Japan. A build-up that took years and years and years, and people died from it. And they asked the Chofetz Chaim, why are you building the train track? He says, I don't know, but it's for Yisrael, for Am Yisrael to benefit. Nobody understood what he meant. When the Holocaust started, the Mir Yeshiva used these train tracks to get to Japan. So everything in the world is done for Am Yisrael. So the Umos Olam are not lying. They're realizing when they come to Asid Lavoi, that everything they did was for Am Yisrael. So they come to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, we want to get rewarded because we did everything for Am Yisrael. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're right, you did it for Am Yisrael. But you're fools if you think you'll be rewarded for it because that was not your intention. That's this Gevaldik Epshat of the Briskerov and many other Mefarshim here in the Sugya. According to what we're learning, this is really the whole idea of our desire in general. Avodah Zarah is also plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also Gilui Shechino. It's also a way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal himself and to challenge human beings and to bring Gilui Shechino through this. But similar to Umas Olam, the question, what the intention is? If someone is Avodah Zarah and he's doing it for Avodah Zarah, it's a Chet Chomer Me'ot. But we come to Mesecht Avodah Zarah. We're coming to learn the Torah of Avodah Zarah. So now Avodah Zarah is Mizgale in its original root. That it's a gilui of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a gilui of a Torah. The same way ain also upon minein, everything in the world is gilui Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can add to that, istakel bar raiso bar alma, the world is a reflection of the Torah. So we have in the Torah, our Torah, the Torah Sheba'al Peh, we have a mesechto, which is a mesechas of Avodah Zarah. That is also Torah. That's also gilui Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in the world is done for Am Yisrael. Everything in the world is gilui Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's all one. That's why this mesechta can be called mesechta of Avodah Zarah and be Torah. And that may be why in the first daf, we right away point out the Umas Olam saying where everything we did is for Am Yisrael because it's true, because there's nothing in the world which is done levatola. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.